Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, we're going to welcome in Joe Healy, writer and podcaster for D1Baseball.com. Some busy time going on right now as we get ready for the start of the College World Series starting tomorrow. Joe, thanks so much for the time. How the heck have you been doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's a busy time, but it's the best time of year. College World Series here, no better place to be than Omaha. So excited to be joining you guys again.
Yeah, seeing Jay Johnson right now, he looks like a kid in a candy store, just glowing, floating on air, being in Omaha with the Tigers right now. And, you know, a lot of people I've seen have been kind of questioning, should they be doing reseeding in the College World Series tournament? Because we've got this, you know, first matchup for LSU baseball taking on Arkansas here. What do you feel about that? Do you think that the need to change the system and kind of reseed these teams when they're going into the College World Series right now?
I don't think so. I mean, I understand that because we did end up this year with like a particularly, you know, stacked bracket with LSU and Arkansas seeing each other so early in this deal. But to me, that's just kind of the way this goes. One of the reasons we love the tournament is that you just don't know. Like, you think you have a good draw and you might end up it not being that case. Or you think you might have a tough draw and you end up, you know, getting through it pretty quickly. So I just think that's kind of the give and take of the tournament. So I'm not inclined to change it, although I do understand because of the matchup why, you know, both Jay Johnson and Dave Van Horn might be kind of inclined to say that something should change.
Now, Joe, when you look at everyone wants to get to Omaha, and then I don't know, everyone's intrigued. Okay, what's value? Oh, I want to put a little coin on this. I mean, to me right now, who would you put that? Now, if you follow baseball, you're definitely aware of these teams. But the casual fan, is it like maybe UCLA and Coastal Carolina? Or who would you put? Because obviously everyone's on those LSU, Arkansas. But what's your take like Coastal Carolina, UCLA?
Yeah, Coastal Carolina is to me a team that, look, I wouldn't pick them over, you know, teams like Arkansas and LSU, but that's a team that has what it takes to win this thing. I mean, it has to start with pitching and defense in Omaha, and they have that. You can't give your opponent anything here in Omaha because the park plays big. You're probably not going to score 15 runs a game. You're going to have to win with pitching and defense, and they have that. So they've got that. And the offense is, it's not the most physical offense. It's not the most prolific offense, but what they do really, really well, and I was talking to a scout about this at their conference tournament, that what they do really, really well is they take every little thing you give them. So they go first to third on every single. They go second to home on every single. They make every routine play in the field. They tag up on their fly balls. So they just constantly put pressure on you, and if you give them absolutely anything, they're going to take it and run with it. So I like Coastal in, you know, as the team like kind of behind Arkansas and LSU as a team that I'd feel comfortable saying could win this thing.
Now, what about UCLA? Because now, correct me if I'm wrong, I was telling Charlie Long this, our producer, that, okay, we remember UCLA as always outstanding, unbelievable pitching. They'll play great defense, maybe small ball, they manufacture runs. But my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I think their top pitcher ERA is like four runs or above maybe four runs, and that they more a club that can hit. Now, look, they they held UTSA to two runs. But what's your take on UCLA? Because we're not familiar with them in the Deep South.
Joe, I'll pop in here real quick. We talked with Todd Walker the other day, and Todd was on the call for UCLA and UT San Antonio and the Los Angeles Super. And when he kept talking about the LSU-Arkansas preview, because that's what we were really asking him about, he's an SEC analyst, but he said he was so impressed with UCLA this past weekend. They give up two runs in that first inning to UT San Antonio, and then are just locked down for the rest of the weekend. It gets a potential Cinderella story there. So, yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts on UCLA because, you know, once again, everyone's talking about LSU and Arkansas, but they could kind of be the snake in the grass.
Yeah, I think that they're an interesting team because they're pretty balanced in a way they haven't always been. So the UCLA that most people think of is the UCLA that won the national title, you know, back in 2013. It was pitching and they didn't score a ton of runs. But you have to remember, that was at a time when they had just changed the bats. The ball didn't travel as much, and that's how you won college baseball games back then. Now we're playing in a more offensive era, so that's part of the reason why UCLA has kind of struggled to adapt. Now, they are a little bit more offensive. They are able to score runs, but they still do a lot of the things well on the mound they've always done. Now, it's going to look different. It's not going to be 96, 97 with hammer breaking balls and a bunch of strikeouts. Like, they truly are pitchers. It's going to be guys throwing 88 to 91, throwing a bunch of strikes, throwing changeups, filling up the zone, letting their defense work. And their defense is really, really good. A player for them who's fun to watch is Rock Chalowski, their shortstop, who he was at UCLA during some of these down years they've had recently. And now he's enjoying a season as one of the best shortstops in the country. So they've got some star power too. So, you know, they're a team that's got enough balance to get this done, but I'm just not sure with their pitching, with some of these offenses here, the way they pitch it, you know, if they're not locating, if they're not, you know, doing all the little things right, that's a pitching staff you can score on because they're not going to blow you away.
How about the four seed in Murray State? Joe, their story has been pretty amazing. And how far do you think Cinderella can advance in the wonderful ball that is the CWS?
Yeah, I mean, they could get past UCLA. Like, I think that's on the table. But the trouble is they're in the bracket with LSU and Arkansas, and right, whoever they face after that is going to be the bigger problem for them. But look, take them lightly at your own peril. Like, you know, it's one thing to go in and you know, you beat Ole Miss a couple times, and Ole Miss was a flawed team that maybe, you know, got in its head a little bit in that regional final. But then they go, you know, to Duke and do it again. And so now you kind of have to start to look at them different of like, okay, this team is clearly for real. Their offense is what makes them go. And it's such an impressive offense. I was just talking to a coach last week after they had won the Super Regional about what they do well. And he's, you know, he was like, the thing about it is they do not swing and miss. They don't swing at balls. And then when you put a ball in the zone, they just hammer it. Like, they look for pitches just right in the spot they want them. And if they're not there, they're going to take them. And yeah, occasionally you're going to take some strikes, but they're okay taking pitchers' pitches. They want to find pitches they can hammer. And they've been doing that. Now they're short on the mound. So if you can score, you know, 10, 12 runs or something like that, you maybe can bury them, but their offense is good enough to where I don't really see any team totally shutting them out, just given the way they've swung the bats this postseason. So, again, would it take quite a bit for them to make a run in this tournament? Yes, but I think I'm kind of done doubting them, just given what they've done so far.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, Joe, we all love storylines. I would be like, I don't know, you know, it'd be intriguing. Somehow LSU's playing Arizona because of Coach Johnson. And what also intrigues me because how college sports is changing, it seems like every week or every, you know, 48 hours. And I've said this, look at the ghost of the Pac-12. The legacy of the Pac-12 is still alive and well. Look at the Oregon State Beavers. Look what they were independent. They only had 19 home games. And we all know their past track record. Come on, they've been national champs. Then you look at the Arizona Wildcats. You know, that's a, you know, Jay Johnson being there. And then now they're in the Big 12. UCLA's in the Big 10. That don't even sound right when you think of Pac-12. But wouldn't that be like a storyline that I know national media, everybody said, like, oh, LSU versus Arizona, because Jay Johnson, look what he did with Arizona. Wait, got the national championship game, didn't win, but now he wanted to be the best of the best, so he comes to LSU. Well, what's your take on all that breakdown and those teams involved?
Yeah, I mean, it's a reminder that the Pac-12 did not implode because baseball wasn't good enough. They were good enough in baseball. It's all because of TV money and football and things like that. And I get that, but the Pac-12 deserved better as a baseball conference, because you're right. Like, it was a strong conference, and those teams continue to be strong. Oregon could have easily been here, right? Arizona State could have easily been here. So yeah, it's still the West Coast still plays good college baseball, and might actually in some ways be getting better. You know, some of there's been some coaching changes out West in the last several years that I think have been positive. That there's more support out on the West Coast for some of these teams that, from an administrative standpoint. So yeah, the Pac-12 did not die because it wasn't good enough in baseball. And this is just another reminder of why that is. And we're getting to see it all over again.
Joe, we've talked to a bunch of different reporters about this seismic SEC showdown between LSU and Arkansas. I don't want to get your take, because if you look at this, we're expecting to see – Jay Johnson always keeps it close to vest. We don't know what he's doing on the mound. You can assume that Cade Anderson, who threw on Saturday against West Virginia, a full week off, is going to throw the opener against Arkansas. You can also assume the same thing about Zach Root, the Arkansas ace. I wanted to get your thoughts on both teams on the mound. You know, we brought this up earlier in the show that winning game one is so important, because 12 teams have lost game one in Omaha since 1950 and then gone on to win the whole thing. So winning game one is crucial, and it's a huge, huge matchup between LSU and Arkansas this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, and that's one of the superpowers for LSU, is the idea that someone, in order to eliminate LSU, is going to probably have to beat both Anderson and Ianson is just such a tough thing when you say it like that, right? So now, if there's one pitcher that's pitching well enough right now and has a track record to be able to at least be one of those guys, it is Zach Root. And he pitched great in the Super Regional. And if he pitches like that again, Arkansas is going to be in that game, right? And I think the other thing that's important there, too, is that, you know, it's a heavy sinker that he leads with. And so I think, you know, if he's pitching well, it's a lot of ground balls. And it makes it hard to put rallies together, because you're going to have to string together, you know, 4, 5, 6 singles to score a crooked number when he's pitching well and putting the ball on the ground. So I do think, though, to your larger point, the team that wins that game and then is able to be in the winner's bracket and maybe stay in the winner's bracket is going to have a huge advantage. And when you consider the pitching that both teams have, because you stay in the winner's bracket, you're not going to tax your pitching. And so, you know, those teams are going to have an advantage given that.
And, Joe, I know you're in Omaha right now. Have you seen the forecast for the next couple of days? How are we doing weather-wise? We're kind of shell-shocked here as LSU fans.
Yeah. Knock on wood, we're doing all right. It's
all
hot,
right.
But, you know, no rain. So we'll take hot as long as it brings no rain with it. So far, so good.
Well, hope you enjoy some Jello shots while you're over there. Appreciate the time, Joe. Always great stuff.
All right, fellas. Good to catch up. Talk to you soon.
All right, Joe.
Joe Healy, writer and podcaster at D1Baseball.com, helping us break down the College World Series matchups, LSU versus Arkansas, coming up Saturday right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. That's a 6 o'clock first pitch, 5:30 pregame coverage.
Well, it's like a championship game before the championship. I mean, I don't know. You're putting the cart before the horse, so to speak. I don't know. If you love college baseball, out of all the games that are played in Omaha, I mean, I want to see the actual championship. But if I could only watch one game to kick off the tournament.
Hogs versus Tigers.
Without a doubt. This is the game to watch. 6 o'clock Central comes Saturday night.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.